With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John Harbaugh was on 105.7 sports radio over there in Baltimore, our sister station on the East Coast, and he gave his thoughts on their COVID protocols and what the NFL has facing for them in the future.
We've just got to make wise decisions about what we're actually going to be actually capable of preparing to the level that we can be successful at executing it. That's the execution is the key at the highest level, and what we're able to do, you know, within the time that we're allotted and all that. We got to be very wise about that. The other part of the thing is how we're going to operate in the building, and
that's what I was going to ask you. That was my next question.
I'm going to tell you what. Nobody knows, and the experts don't know, and you know everybody wants to CYA it too. So.
Right.
I've seen all the memos on that, and to be quite honest with you, it's impossible what they're asking us to do. Humanly impossible. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can do. We're going to space. We're going to have masks. But, you know, this is a communication sport. So we want to get out there and actually have any idea about what we're doing on the field. We've got to be able to communicate with each other in person. We have to practice, and I'm pretty sure the huddle's not going to be 6 feet spaced. So that's the one thing you can tell by my voice.
Yeah.
I'm a little frustrated with what I'm hearing there.
Right.
And I think they need to get that pinned down a little better. Now maybe we'll know more in 2 months and they'll be able to be a little more realistic and practical in what they're asking. I expect that to be the case. I think good people, smart people involved in this. But the way I'm reading these memos right now, it's you throw your hands up and you go, well, you know, what the heck?
So there's Harbaugh on 105.7 Sports Radio in Baltimore. And look, I don't think that's a I don't think it makes John Harbaugh one of those, this is fake and it's not real. Like, he's not one of those people. I think he's hitting on something that's right. You're always going to be exposed to a certain degree in all sports. I think football is the most susceptible to it, though, because you are talking about physical contact for every single play at almost every single position. Yeah. You can do these protocols off the field all you want, wear masks, sit 6 feet away in meetings, distance in locker rooms. They're going to have to tackle each other.
Right.
So I'm kind of with him. I want them to follow protocol. I want them to stay safe and healthy and have a season. I don't know how it's going to work. It's a really weird thing with football and COVID.
I feel like football and basketball are in somewhat similar circumstances in that regard. I mean, basketball, you're face-to-face with guys. You're boxing out. You're grabbing rebounds. You're touching the same ball. The sweat's mixing. Like, right? Like, there's no avoiding contact. And there is a certain extent that exists in every sport. But baseball, not quite as much.
You can space them out.
You can space them out a little bit easier. Golf, as we're watching right now. I mean, guys aren't – you're not – outside of the caddies touching the flagpoles, it's not like you got a lot of hand-to-hand contact and face-to-face contact, that kind of stuff. So it's somewhat avoidable in other sports, but not so much for basketball and for football. And I am all for doing everything you can to stay safe and to take every precaution that you possibly can, because numbers are on the rise, and who knows what this thing's going to look like in a couple of months. But there are times, too, where I see this and it almost feels like it's a PR kind of thing, or you're just trying to appease the Players Association, because as John Harbaugh is, I would say, accurately pointing out, a lot of that stuff is impossible. Like, you're asking them to space out by certain distances in every building that they're in when they're going to be next to each other on the sideline and in the huddle
and on the field.
Way,
they won't.
Right? Of course they're not. So it's just it comes down to almost a PR kind of thing. And then how strict is the NFL going to be about actually enforcing any of those? Is it just going to be like, hey, this is what we advise, but we know you're not going to do it behind the scenes. We just want to look good from a PR standpoint. It's very hard to execute all that stuff. And I think ultimately you're going to get to the point where NFL teams are saying this isn't a big deal. But I do know just on a more local level, like this is starting at the college level next week, and I'm going to be curious to see how it's going to work for everybody. I know a buddy down there who works on the Oregon staff. He took his test today, and everybody's getting ready. You got to pass your test, and then you can report and be a part of practice next week. So everybody's trying to figure out this new normal.
Yeah, you know, football has kind of been the most kind of puff their chest out there. We're doing this no matter what league, I think, of all of them. The NHL is quietly returning. The NBA, I'll stay optimistic despite this rumbling of a few players. And Major League Baseball is obviously at a standstill, but hopefully they can have their season. I think the NFL might be the league that's slightly overlooking this more than any other. I mean, it's almost as if like this isn't a real, like they did the protocol stuff, I think mostly out of what you said too, appease the players union and to make it look like, oh yeah, we're following standards.
It's a good headline to have.
But you can't, you just can't follow this stuff in football. That's why it's different. And I don't, you know, I'm optimistic about their season happening. I don't think there will be fans. I think that's the best way to do it anyway for this season. I think they're largely kind of underselling what this is. Most of these athletes will be okay, asymptomatic, no carryover effects. But for the ones who don't know, I mean, it goes back to what we talked about at the start of this whole thing. There's people who don't know they have underlying symptoms. They don't know how susceptible they'll be to this versus their teammates. It kind of feels like the NFL is overlooking this to a certain regard. So I'm glad John Harbaugh's speaking out saying, guys, you want protocols? That's great. You're asking us to do things that just aren't, it's not realistic. We can do a practice and a walkthrough with masks and social distancing, or we're just throwing that away on Sunday, Monday, right. Thursdays.
So it only applies for 5 days out of the week.
And by the way, you can do it with your own team. You're playing a different group of people.
Right.
So even if the testing is decent, and I assume the NFL is going to have good testing, the protocol that you follow versus what you do on game days couldn't be more night and day.
Well, and the tough part, too, I'll be curious with, is if NFL teams are playing in their home cities, which it is looking, of course, like that is going to happen. Who knows about the fan angle? Life is returning to normal almost everywhere. Now, we just got put on hold again. I think we got to wait, 7 days until we can advance to, or we'll just reevaluate in 7 days to see where we're at, because numbers are on the rise in the state of Oregon. They're on the rise in a lot of different states across the country. So there are going to be risks for players. What are the protocols for players when they're away from the practice facility and when they're way away from the team? Are they supposed to stay at home? Or are they allowed to go do things with their families? Are they going to be allowed to go to a bar or go to a restaurant if they're playing in a state that is open? If that's the case, how often are you going to test them? What's going to be the plan if one of them tests positive? Do you shut down the entire team? Like, there's big issues. And look, everybody who is working right now, it goes back to what we talked about earlier with the league, man. Like, everybody who's working is putting themselves in some level of risk, unless you're working from home and you're literally not leaving your house, but that's almost humanly impossible at this point. Most of us are going into offices and going about our daily business, trying to stay as safe as we can, but we're all trying to mitigate risk somehow, some way. The same will be eventually true with NFL players, but I still think there's a lot to be figured out for the league when you're going to have them city to city in their hometowns, not in a bubble. Like, it's just going to be really difficult to track all of them.
Well, I felt really safe coming into work till I found out Tukanic went to a Coos Bay strip club.
Exactly.
Now I have no clue what's going on.
Sharing a desk space with that guy. He got licked by a Coos Bay stripper, man.
About somebody as tall as him.
Yeah, it's not good.
So now I'm like, I'm spraying everything again.
Right.
I heard the story. I got to spray everything.
I'm Clorox wiping my face now.
I don't know what Cam's doing in his off time. Do you know where Dusty is?
I have no clue.
You look like you're going to do different things every single day after work.
I'm all over the place, man. I golfed this morning. Who knows what I contacted?
Swigard's got shenanigans. Buck's got a flat tire. Where was he driving to and from?
How rusty was that tire, too?
Exactly. Exactly. So, I think the NFL is, in a certain regard, going to be in for a slight rude awakening with some of this stuff. And we still don't even know how any of these leagues are going to respond if there's a positive test. Is the whole team not going to play? Do you just take him away? You got to do contact tracing. You got to do all of these little steps to go through it and figure it out. And I just don't know if anybody, how equipped are any of these leagues? They're saying they're going to do it right, and it sounds good in theory. it's another. The NBA canceled their season or postponed their season with one positive test. They going to do that in Orlando?
That's all it took. It shut everything down.
What's hockey going to do?
Right, if one guy tests positive. And
college says they're going to keep the person away, figure out who else has it. Okay, but your college students, not really going to fly?
Right, and when you have the travel aspect to it, it makes it so much more difficult too. Because this isn't a bubble. It is not some biodome that you can control. And you want there to be a uniform policy. Like, let's either batten things back down because it's starting to rise again, or let's just, hey, go the Sweden route, be safe if you're immunocompromised, and we'll let it run its course through society. But when you have this like weird teetering on both sides of the fence where some places are still strict and some places are saying, screw it, let's go have some fun. And then you mix in NFL teams traveling in and out of those cities or college football teams traveling in and out of those cities, therein lies the problem.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.